PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet Lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for Decide and Opponent.
Just another typical day in the city. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and Word Girl is about to go head-to-head with yet another evil villain.
Unleash that statue, amazing rope guy. I'm taking you in.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm taking you and Monkey Face down.
That's it?
Well, yeah.
I have to say, not so amazing.
Good work, Word Girl. For saving our fair town, I present to you the key to the city.
Thanks. My 27th key.
Word Girl, I need to ask you something very important.
Shoot.
At my victory party, can we serve pasta instead of salad?
Huh?
Lettuce sticks in my teeth. Oops. I'm sorry. Here we go. Can I count on your vote in the upcoming election?
I'm too young to vote.
Oh, too bad. I need all the help I can get to beat the guy running against me.
Who's your opponent?
My...
opponent. You know, the person running against you.
Oh, that would be,
Excuse me. Mr. Big! Vote for Mr. Big. He'll make big, big changes. Vote...
Meanwhile, in a spacious penthouse office, Mr. Big hatches his evil plans.
Soon the whole city will be under my control. No one will be able to stop me once I'm crowned mayor.
Mayors don't wear crowns.
Oh, they will.
About the big debate tonight.
Right. Thanks to my ultimate number one evil mind control device, everyone who sees me tonight will vote for me.
Actually, sir... batteries are dead. New ones haven't come in yet.
Fine. Then we'll just have to use the ultimate number two evil mind...
Sorry. Batteries.
Ultimate number three?
No.
Five?
Yeah, we're out.
Oh, that's absurd. I can't face voters without my mind control device.
I'll cancel the debate.
No! Maybe I'll try to win this one without... mind control, you know, by giving the people of this city exactly what they want. Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Now that's diabolical.
You better believe it.
Later at the debate.
I've never covered an election for the Daily Rag before, unless you count the one for Hall Monitor.
Something's fishy here.
That's my new cologne.
No, not that. I just don't trust Mr. Big at all.
He looks okay to me.
You're right. I'm voting for him.
You don't understand. Mr. Big loves to use mind control to get what he wants. I'm afraid he's gonna use it to try to win the election.
You're right. I am not voting for him. Maybe.
Dad, you're gonna have to decide sooner or later.
Ladies and gentlemen, re-elect me and I will continue to do a great job for this city. I'll clean up the schools, build more libraries, and improve the parks. Thank you.
I've decided. He's got my vote.
Greetings, fair citizens. How would you like to live in the greatest city in the whole wide world without leaving your front door? Well, if you want this city to be number one, vote for me, your number one candidate, Mr. Big. Yeah.
I've decided. He's got my vote.
Dad?
I want to give you exactly what you want. You, sir.
What do you want?
New schools?
Done.
I don't want new schools.
Done.
But he just promised new schools.
I want a pony.
Done.
I want a new juicer.
Done.
Dad, Mr. Big is trying to buy your vote.
You're right. I'm voting for the mayor. Can I still get my juicer?
Done.
A flying skateboard.
My own newspaper.
Done, done, done.
Mr. Big, just how do you expect to make good on all your promises?
Yeah!
Please, this is no time for debate.
Huh?
Anything is possible if we all work together.
Yay!
Mr.
Big!
Mr. Big!
Mr. Big!
That looks a little suspicious.
Mr. Big!
Mr. Yes!
Finally, as a token of the great things to come, I've installed a giant TV in the downtown square. Everyone likes TV, right?
I love TV!
Come on, we've got work to do. Word up!
Victory! Soon the city will be mine.
Stop right there!
Word girl, Captain Hairyface, get them!
Hold it! I know just what you're up to, Mr. Big. That's a mind control device, isn't it? You're using it to make people vote for you.
Mind control? Why, I'm insulted.
Aha! Just as I... Gummy yummies?
Top of the line, gummy yummies. Imported. Sorry. Mr. Big voters only. Free gummy yummies for everyone!
Mr. Big! Mr. Big! Mr. Big!
And I promise everyone in the city free ice cream for life! And their very own statue made of cheese! X-ray vision!
I know! I'm frustrated too! Of course I think he has something evil planned, but I can't arrest him. It's not like he's using mind control... yet.
Today's the big day as voters race to the polls to make their fateful decision. Will they re-elect the town's mayor or his opponent, Mr. Big?
I want a train set with floating tracks, actual size.
I want a purple polka dot poodle.
Done and done.
Mr. Big, please stop making promises until I can catch up.
Please, we have this election won.
Actually, we've gotten a little behind on our promises, and some of the voters are turning against us.
Impossible! Buy more sugary treats. Order more clowns.
But Mr. Big...
People, listen to me! Mr. Big is an evil businessman. He's making a lot of false promises just so you'll vote for him. Then he's gonna carry out some sort of evil plan.
What evil plan?
I'm not sure. He won't tell me. But I'm sure he has one.
I don't know. Mr. Big seemed okay to me.
Word girl's right. We can't trust him.
The voting polls are now open.
The mayor. No, Mr. Big. No, the mayor. Oh, I wish I could decide.
What an exciting election. The results are in and it's a tie. Only one citizen has yet to cast his vote.
The mayor. Mr. Big, the mayor, Mr. Big.
Mr. Tim Botsford, the entire fate of this town hinges on your vote.
Hi.
Every citizen in town is counting on you. Waiting, watching, you chew your nails.
I can't decide.
Listen to me, Dad. Dad, Mr. Botsford, you've got to vote for the mayor.
Why?
Because Mr. Big is up to no good. He'll ruin the city.
Are you sure?
Trust me, I'm a superhero. We know these things.
Oh, well, if you say so, Word Girl, you've never let me down before. I'm going to vote for Mr. Big.
Mind control.
Yes, I'm tired of trying to win the old-fashioned way.
Plus, the new batteries came express mail this morning.
Press here for Mr. Big.
Is this the end of our fair city as we know it, and the beginning of Mr. Big's big bad plan? Is Mr. Botsford really going to vote for Mr. Big and his big bad plan?
Can we drag this moment out any longer?
Hey!
Where do I vote for the mayor? Oh, here!
Mr. Big.
The mayor.
Mr. Big.
Mayor. Hey, what just happened?
Sorry, polls closed.
But it's a tie.
Not my problem, sister.
A tie? What do we do in a tie?
Why is everyone looking at me? Oh, I have the rule book, right. In case of tie, town law says that everyone in the city has to vote again.
It does?
You mean I have to go through this whole thing again?
That's what it says here.
More buying people's stuff.
Well, forget that. This time I'll just use my mind control device to get every vote in the city.
Right, and then you'll finally be able to carry out your evil plan.
Yes, finally. Every citizen will have to dress like a giant, fuzzy, squishy, bunny, see?
What?
That's the plan? It's a little weird.
I gave everyone else what they wanted. Now I want a squishy, bunny city. And with mind control, I'm going to get it. Oh, help!
Huggy, did you get all that?
Oh, rats. Hello.
Oh! Ow!
Looks like this election is all wrapped up. Yeah.
And so the mayor beats his opponent. Word Girl saves the city from another evil villain. And Mr. Botsford makes a decision to brush his teeth in public. Ugh. Be sure to join us next week for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is enormous. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Okay, perhaps if we show the clip in slow motion. You've got to be kidding me. We've had far harder words than enormous. I know what it means. Even the monkey knows what it means. You know, in fact, you are all giving me an enormous headache.
Enormous means huge, gigantic, very big.
Yes, miracle of miracles. You've done it. You're all winners. No, Huggy, show them what they've won. Your very own official Word Girl enormous ball of rubber bands. Ooh. Yes, it's a ball, and it's... Can someone get me an enormous ice pack? That's all for this episode, thank goodness. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words perfect and suspicious.
At the City Convention Center and Backup Aquarium, the annual Words Are Nifty competition is underway.
All right, Miss Botsford, your next word to define is suspicious.
Suspicious means having the belief that someone is involved in a dishonest activity. For instance, that boy's bulging pockets make me suspicious of him.
Oh, well done.
I just really like words a lot. Thank you.
That concludes round one. The competition will resume in precisely 1,084 seconds. Sorry, I mean 1,083 seconds. No, my mistake, 1,082 seconds. It seems like it keeps moving every... Right, time. I understand. We're at 1,067 seconds.
Hey, Becky.
Oh, hey, Scoops.
Congratulations on a perfect first round.
Thanks.
You really aced it.
Well, it's no big. I mean, you know, anyone... I just really like words. Thank you. Hey, how'd you get lucky enough to cover such a word-friendly event?
Well, actually, I'd rather be reporting on almost anything else.
Why? What's better than defining words? Oh, I know. Nothing.
Anyway, it's just, I've worked for this paper for so long that by now I figured I'd be getting some meatier assignments, you know?
Uh-huh.
If I could do something like expose Word Girl's secret identity, why, it would take my career to the next level! Someday!
Hey, what's that smell? Is that ground beef?
Yeah, just set the beans over there by the big pot. Oh, yeah.
That's the butcher. I wonder what he's up to. Well, we have a few minutes before the next round. Come on, Bob.
Why is Becky leaving in the middle of the competition? And why am I not eating that cornbread?
Word up!
Meanwhile, across town at the bank.
Stop right there, butcher.
Word girl.
You're not robbing this bank on my watch, butcher. What's all this?
Oh, this is just part of my perfect plan to robify this here bank.
You mean to rob this bank, but how?
Well, that's for me to know and someone else to find out. Someone else being you.
Well, when will this all be done?
Oh, yeah, not for a little bit. I mean, I just started the chili. I mean, that's an all-day thing.
Oh, well, good. That actually works because I have to be somewhere.
Oh, great. Well, I'll see you in a few.
Did we actually fight any crime just then? And with 24 seconds to spare.
Hey, where have you guys been? And why do you smell like 500 pounds of chili?
I went across the street to the chili place during the break.
There's no chili place across the street.
I'm here live at the bank where local supervillain, the Butcher, is preparing 500 pounds of chili. Say, what's all this chili for, Mr. Butcher?
Oh, please, just Butcher. Mr. Butcher's my dad. But don't worry, I'm leading up to something. Just bear with me.
Why are you looking at me that way?
What way?
You know, suspiciously.
Am I?
I have to go to find more words. Excuse me.
Excuse you.
All right, Bob. The butcher could strike at any moment, so I have to get out of here.
2 seconds. 1 second. Zero, and we're back.
Excuse me, sir. Is it okay if I define my words for the next few rounds all at once? I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Well, that's totally against the rules, Miss Botsford. But I've been known to get a tad crazy, so yes, you may. Your words are frantic, drudgery, and confident.
Go!
Frantic, wild or distraught with fear or anxiety. Drudgery, hard, menial, or dull work. And confident, having no uncertainty about one's own abilities or correctness. Like knowing that I defined those three words totally right.
Perfect! Next round.
Wow, that was an amazing display.
Yeah, thanks.
Suspiciously amazing. You know what suspicious means, don't you?
Sure, it's when you believe that someone may be doing something wrong and trying to hide it.
That's right. You know, you're very good with words, and you're a girl.
All right, well, I have to go somewhere else, so... Don't worry about Skooks. We have to go stop the butcher.
What is Becky up to?
Huh. Okay, I'll bite. What is going on here?
It's all part of my perfect plan. You'll have to wait and see, Word Girl. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
I think you mean spoil the surprise.
Oh, good, because I'm not sure I can spell surprise.
All contestants, please return to the stage for the final round. You know, the really important one. No pressure.
Uh-oh. I have to get back to the competition. Hey, do you mind just giving me a few more minutes?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm still waiting for the spotlights to get here.
I got 17,000 metal springs for a bee orcher.
Oh, great. Put him on the giant trampoline.
This is gonna be some fun. Just made it.
Okay, Becky, why do you keep sneaking away and what is that?
Birthmark?
You've been acting suspiciously because, wait for it, you're Word Girl!
Word Girl? That's ridiculous! Ha ha!
It all fits! Your perfect word-defining abilities, smelling like ground beef, dressing as Word Girl every year for Halloween.
Really?
What? I already have the costume.
I am going to tell everybody
Skooks,
that you are Word Girl.
You're just jumping the gun.
I wish I had a megaphone.
I am not Word Girl. No way. I mean, I can't fly.
The final round will commence in 4,000 milliseconds, 3,000 milliseconds, 2,000 milliseconds, 1,000...
Oh, I gotta go back on stage. Good talking to you. Let's get some pizza later. Bye! I don't know what I'm gonna do, Bob, but I have to convince Scoops I'm not Word Girl, and fast.
Oh, Word Girl's secret identity revealed by Pat Scoops Ming.
I can't believe Scoops figured out my secret identity.
I know. Weird, huh?
How can you hear my thoughts?
Well, I'm the narrator. I hear everything.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing I can do. I'm going to have to get my next word wrong on purpose. Oh, I know. This goes against everything I stand for, but it's the only way to protect my secret identity. And it won't look suspicious because it's the final round, and the words are really hard.
Ms. Botsford, your final word is... perfect.
Oh, come on! Not only do I have to misdefine a word, it has to be a word I could define in my sleep. I don't know if I can do this.
10 seconds!
Here goes. Perfect. Perfect means something that has no mis... Oh, who am I kidding? I can't do it.
Will Becky actually be able to misdefine the word perfect? Will Scoops reveal her secret identity? Is that cornbread really that good?
Perfect means... to massage a duck's feet while wearing rubber shoes!
Wow. Is that ever wrong? Perfect means having no mistakes or flaws. That means, Jeremy, you've won!
Yeah! Oh, well, I'm sorry, Becky. You are obviously not Word Girl. I mean, Word Girl never would have gotten that wrong. Oh, hello, Bob. I was just about to leave. Perfect timing. You see, Becky, now that's how you use the word perfect in a sentence.
Thanks.
Well, see ya.
Save it, Bob. Come on, let's go stop the butcher.
You have to follow her. It's in your contract.
My, what a perfect day to stop a crime. And by perfect, I mean without any flaws.
Don't worry, we know you messed up on purpose. We were there.
Okay, well, just in case anyone wasn't paying attention, I just want to make sure.
I'm glad to see you came back.
Okay, this is a little much. Polar bears, garbage trucks, a giant parakeet?
Yeah, my plan is perfect. Say goodbye to all the town's money, Word Girl. Pot of chili potamus!
We have to stop that hippo. Oh, no, we're too late. Your hippo is just licking the chili off the bank.
Yeah.
Is that what you expected to happen?
Well, no, not at all.
Why don't you walk us through this?
Okay, you see, I was gonna pour the gigantic pot of chili onto the bank. Then the very hungry hippo was supposed to run over to said chili and eat it up. Also eating the building underneath, giving me easy access to the loop.
Okay, so what's with all this other stuff?
Well, the hippo was getting bored, see? So I brought in the clowns to entertain him. But the clowns wanted some free advertising in exchange. So I brought in the Skyrider. But the Skyrider only works if there's a giant trampoline beneath him because he doesn't like landing on hard surfaces. He's kind of superstitious. You know, to be honest, this whole thing just kind of got away from me.
Well, Butcher, your perfect plan has been foiled by the unstoppable duo of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
Actually, the hippo's really the one who ruined the plan.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. Huh.
Yeah.
Hello there, Word Girl. I'm Todd Scoops Ming, ace reporter for the Daily Rag.
I know who you are. We've met, Scoops.
Oh, sorry. Hey, funny story. Earlier, I thought my friend Becky was you because she kind of looks just like you and has a pet monkey and was wearing a cape. But then she didn't know what the word perfect meant. Can you believe it?
Well, not everyone is good with words.
So once again, the city is safe, thanks to Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. And once again, Word Girl has avoided suspicion and kept her secret identity perfectly safe. Thank you, I worked on that. Join us again next time for another perfectly entertaining episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm
Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
All three of our contestants correctly defined the word enormous, so the first person to buzz in and give the correct answer wins the bonus round. Look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for enormous. Yes, Tommy!
The jewelry store clerk's diamond is enormous.
But Bob's sandwich is also enormous.
And Word Girl has an enormous heart. See, she's saving that kitty.
A bit of a stretch, but okay, once again, you're all correct. Huggy, show them what they've won. An official Word Girl Shetland pony. Can't really all fit on it. Well, you'll think of something. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is sweet. If I get a good remark on a test, I'll say, sweet. If I get a good score at a dance competition, I'll say, sweet. If something good happens in my family, I'll say, sweet. When it comes to my favorite characters in Word Girl, sweet. Captain Huggy Face, sweet. The butcher? Nah. The word sweet fits so many things.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what glum means. That's right! Glum means to feel sad. Congratulations, Huggy! Glum.